So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Welcome in Dom Giordano Show. Money Melody coming up for a great prize. Also, I'll play you Scott Jennings the other night. His Trump impersonation captured how Trump views the world, not just the impersonation. We'll play a little bit of that. And great answers on the side question today. Pretty emotional testimony again. And the other side says, how dare you put these people up there? You're exploiting them. The Angel Families, new bill that says people that are damaged in this way by people that are here illegally have to be specially recognized. They're there to rally behind Trump's border policies. And rightfully so. What do you tell the family of Lake and Riley? What could you possibly tell them? Well, you can tell them that Mikey Sherrill is not with them, that the Houlihan is not with them, that most Democrats are not. That's what you can tell them. In the city of Jenkintown or the town of Jenkintown, they're not with them either if you're in Jenkintown. Newman Price, I know, is kind of headquartered there. And I know he seconds that that's what they're about. Tom Metzger is an old friend. Back to WWDB. He is the president of the Navy League of the U.S. Philadelphia, and our host for the big Army-Navy soiree pregame show tomorrow where I'm going to be interviewing people. First time I've ever done an Army-Navy game. It's a shame it couldn't be in a fancy booth overlooking the link this year, but maybe in coming years there'll be something like that. It is at the Manayunk Brewery, though. Manayunk's still a hot, great spot, and great food. Let's go to Tom on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Tom, it's so good to talk with you as we have over the years. Tell us about tomorrow.
It's a pleasure to talk to you and all your listeners. Again, we're having our Navy League watch party at the Manayunk Brewery starting at 2 p.m. tomorrow. We're charging $15 a person. And for that, you get to enjoy a lunch. You have a menu set up with select items, maybe 10 items on there, and you get to pick what you want, and we have special drink prices. With that said, we also have raffles. We're going to have 50-50. We're going to have a sports memorabilia silent auction, and we also have a football game to watch.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I am a shameless Navy backer, mainly because I'm going to be at an all-Navy event tomorrow, but Army people are welcome there too, right?
Absolutely. Last year, the year before, we actually had the president of the Philadelphia West Point Society join us. It's always a good time. You know, the Army and the Navy get along great. 364 days a year. We all work together, but we have 90 minutes a year where we're adversaries. And it's a great thing. This is the 126th event, the 126th playing of this great game. And it's just a shame. I heard you earlier talking why it's in Baltimore. It's a shame it's not in Philadelphia every year as it used to be.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree with you more, Tom. That's where it belongs. Now, to get your tickets and also to get information and maybe become a member, because your group goes all year long and it is a great camaraderie and a great group I know over the years to join for people that want to share all of this fraternity. Where do they go, Tom?
Well, if you go to NavyLeaguePhilly.org, our website will explain what we do. The Navy League's been around since 1902. It's been in Philadelphia since 1963. We support the Sea Cadet units in the area. We support the United States Coast Guard Sector Delaware Bay, which reaches from the Hudson River down to the Chesapeake Bay. We support Villanova, University of Pennsylvania, and ROTC programs. We support the Junior ROTC, Marine Corps Junior ROTC at Bensalem High School, Navy ROTC at Bordertown, and Owen J. Roberts. So many youth groups to promote leadership. We want to extend that, and we're not trying to recruit people to join the Navy, but what they learn in these programs will carry them through the rest of their lives.
Absolutely.
And that's what we're proud to do every year. So we need all the support we can get, and we're just coming off of our 250th birthday celebrations. We were quite active during that. We had a cheesesteak competition, which the Navy higher ups, the Admiralty, was thrilled that we could get Tony Luke to come down to the USS Arlington and instruct the mess specialist, the culinary specialist they call them now, how to make a proper cheesesteak. And then they had a competition which was judged by the captain of the USS Arlington and Admiral Barnett, who was the admiral in charge of Navy Mid-Atlantic.
That is great. Tom, do they make pizza? Do these culinary specialists make pizza?
No, Dom, you're going to have to go to Costco for that.
Yeah, we're working that up. I have to have a taste test. Costco will be good about this. Hey, Tom, it'll be a pleasure to see you tomorrow again and to meet all the folks and do some interviews around all these things and just a great service you still do and people that are alums of the Navy are doing.
Well, let me interject one thing. You can pay at the door. You don't have to RSVP on our website. If any of your viewers want to come on down. We can hold a lot of people there. And if you know, a lot of people are concerned about the weather and things like that, and if they decide to come down, they're more than welcome. Come on down.
All right. Thank you, Tom, very much. See you tomorrow. That's at the Manayunk Brewery. And again, you can pay at the door. You can be part of it. You don't have to be in the military or anything else. You don't have to wear bell bottoms. I have to see if I can dig some out. And
it's encouraged, though.
Notice he said the Costco pizza. This will become the great taste testing. I think this is worthy of a video that we put up. I think DJ's wife, Erin, I think, can get me into Costco to get a piece of the pizza. Yeah. Okay. It is 855-839-1210. During that, I'm watching on Fox the head of the Angel Moms hug Kristi Noem and protesters swarming, being kept away all around that. Now, you could argue people are being exploited here. Are they? Are these people, the angel moms, who have lost people due to attacks by people that are here illegally? What do we say to the parents of Lake and Riley? Well, you know, what difference does it make if you were killed by somebody you're here illegally or somebody that's not? There's a big difference. We have our own criminals, bad enough. The men that did this to Lake and Riley, who fought them off bravely, were picked up in New York, and they got out of that because of New York's policies in addition to the country's, and then they ended up raping and killing her. Your heart just, where else do you go other than to say, we're going to prevent this from happening to other people? That's what the bottom line is. That's why this issue is so important. Okay, so we'll take a few calls, then we'll have Dom's Money Melody today for a $50 gift card to the Metro Diner. Let's go to Alan in Hamilton. All right, Alan, what's yours today?
Barnacles.
Okay, thanks, Alan. Yeah, barnacles. you don't hear that anywhere else but in the Navy. Let's go to Scott in Mount Laurel. No more calls here. We're going to set up some lines here for Money Melody. Hey, Scott, or is it you on Twitter? Somebody else says, hey, your boy Henry ought to wake up. There was David Robinson. Doesn't he know about that?
I did not go on Twitter, but yeah
David Robinson. Did they go to the tournament, though?
There we go. They claim he was in the tournament.
Yes, they upset Syracuse in the second round. They went all the way to the Elite Eight before losing to Duke.
Man. Then only Army hasn't been.
I don't know about that.
As far as I know, I'm not sure, but I remember the David Robinson team. And, you know, as he came into the Navy, I guess at about 6'5" or something, which was okay. And then he grew out where, you know, he was 7'1" and he couldn't be in a naval ship anymore. So he ended up only having a 2-year commitment and he went to the NBA after that. But he was a tremendous player.
Okay. Yeah. He's been 11 times and Army has never been.
Okay. All right. That's good knowledge. Okay. What else do you have today, Scott?
Yeah. I mean, on the healthcare issue, I think what we have to do is, you know, get rid of Obamacare and just give people a guarantee that if they can't afford health care or if they have a pre-existing condition, that they're going to be covered with a subsidy and they'll have no problems. And even though it might be more of a generous subsidy or might get abused a little bit, it is still what we have to do to wrestle the complete control of health care away from government.
Yeah, I like that a more. You know what I don't know if you heard it yesterday, and most people agree with me. Some got kind of nasty. You can't have Republicans saying that health care is just like buying a car. You know what I mean? It's just another commodity. You got to treat it like that. Whoa, people are going to reject that. It is not. It's life and death. So I like what you said, but we have to reassure them that that's going to happen. That's where the selling comes in. That's where the credibility comes in.
And we also have to assure them that this health care that they're going to get, that we're going to pay for or subsidize to the whatever degree we need to, is going to be better health care because it's not going to be saddled with the ridiculousness of Obamacare, which is making health care worse and more less competitive.
Yes. The problem, though, Scott, and I don't know what higher power I can call on, my view is they're not going to get this done before the cliff happens on December 31st. How is that going to impact then when people get those rates? Is there anything, and I don't know the answer, is there anything Republicans can do in January, February to restart the healthcare system away from Obamacare without that damage? I don't think they know. I think they're just waiting on Trump. Let's face it. They're waiting on President Trump to say which way to go.
The Republicans have to propose something that they know the Democrats, I mean, Democrats won't take anything the Republicans propose, but something that really sounds good to the public, like, hey, we're going to cover anyone with a pre-existing condition. That's like a number one, because that's what people care about. And then anybody who can't afford it. And the reality is we're doing that anyway, but let's do it in a way that the rest of the 80% of the people that don't need that can have freedom to have better health care and get what they want to get. That is well put,
and we have to sell it that way. There's got to be credibility that that's going to happen, and I think what you've said in broad terms, that's where it is. But I can't get behind a guy like Fitzpatrick. Income cap is $225 for a family of four, and you still get Obamacare if you're a dollar under that. That's not going to work with me.
Yeah, well, the hard part with that is if the Republicans come out and say what I just said, then we'll say, well, how much is it? And but that's everything. I mean, you're going to have to judge the situation, and it's a difficult situation. But the Republicans have to err on the side of rhetoric that says everyone will be covered no matter what, and we'll somehow figure it out. But there has to be an income requirement. If it's $225, I mean, you're going to have 3/4 of the country, more than that. What, 90% of the country getting it?
90% of the country, probably. Yes. What is Brian Fitzpatrick thinking, Scott? This is nuts.
But that's where the insurance company thing comes in.
Yeah.
Because that's why. Why does 90% of the country need a subsidy? Well, because they're getting ripped off by these insurance companies. And the thing is, it's not just the insurance companies. It's a corrupt bargain between the insurance companies and the government through Obamacare. That's the whole thing. They're not doing it without help of government.
I know we can't go back, but I don't understand why Republicans didn't go on the attack as soon as Trump was elected, go after the insurance companies, start laying the groundwork then for the midterms, because you know this battle's happening. Now we're in the beyond the 11th hour. What's your side today, Scott?
Well, my side when I think of the Navy is David Robinson and the 1986 team, and that they were just an incredible team. I always think of them because, I don't go back that far with the Navy and all the
– Okay.
I'm a sports guy, I guess is what it comes down to. So David Robinson and the Navy team of 1986 going to the Elite Eight was the team what I associate to the Navy.
Thank you very much, Scott. Yeah, 7'1" guy from the Navy. Well, he grew to 7'1". I'm not sure if he was 7'1" or not, but okay.
I think by the end he was. Yeah.
All right. So I think we have some lines available. We'll take more calls, but right now it is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
All right. We are playing today for a $50 gift card to the Metro Diner. Perfect for your next holiday gathering. Metro Diner is serving up their Heat and Serve Holiday Feast featuring roast turkey or baked ham paired with all the fixings that serve a party of 1, 4, or 8. Visit MetroDiner.com. Place that order, though, today. MetroDiner.com. All right, Henry, what do you have?
Yeah, Dom. So today we are asking on the side question for someone or something associated with the Navy. Someone that I found out was in the Navy was actor and singer Harry Belafonte.
Ah,
he was enlisted in the Navy during World War II, was even a part of a mutiny.
Wow.
He's a mutiny. He's part of the Port Chicago Naval Mutiny back in the 40s. Anyway, after his naval career, he obviously became a very famous, you know, singer, actor, what have you. And one of his hit songs was "Hey-o," you know, Banana Boat. So I am going to play you Banana Boat here. Of course, it's going to be a cover version of it. I want to know the language in which it's being covered or the country. Something about this country. At one point in time, it did have the third largest navy in the world and then decided to make an egregious, horrible mistake in which it got completely decimated after that and then ceased to exist. So I want this country or the language that they speak right here in this cover version of Banana Boat. Want the name of this country or the language, Dom?
All righty. Hit us with that, and you are off to the Metro Diner, 855-839-1210. Coming up, Newt Gingrich, who is, and I interviewed him up close once, literally for 2.5 hours. He was at the library, had a speech at night, somehow not really got there early. He wasn't doing anything else, and we just sat there talking, Henry, and rolled some tape. He's brilliant. But he's not exactly a down-to-earth people guy, I don't think.
Hmm.
But he just gave the date in which Americans are going to feel better about affordability in 2026. I will tell you that date from Newt Gingrich, and we'll see what you think. All right, but let's get the answer. Let's get a winner here first on Talk Radio 1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
All right, let's hear the clue, and we are looking for the language or country, your choice here. All right, this is coming off Harry Belafonte being a Navy member. By the way, you can email me or hit me on Twitter if you have a couple that are funny. I want to have them for tomorrow. MC Hammer was too. Jerry in Wilmington. All right, Jerry, what's your answer today?
Good afternoon, guys. Well, third largest Navy, and it sounds a little Japanese to me.
All right, it is Japanese. Jerry, we'll send you the $50 gift card to the Metro Diner. Don't forget, place that order. Visit metrodiner.com to place that order today. Okay, we've been talking about the Navy, Army-Navy tomorrow, something associated with the Navy. Now, I mentioned Newt Gingrich. So Gingrich doing an interview with a couple of different interviews today. His prediction, the economy will be booming, big, beautiful bill and all that. Things are going to get better and people will notice it. That's the critical point. And that will be by July 4th. Quote, people are going to feel better. And by July 4th, I believe they're going to feel there's a Trump boom versus the Democrats' gloom. And I think that choice will be pretty decisive. Now, we saw this with Biden. And we see how hard it is if the perception is that things are unaffordable. And Democrats, let's face it, are not winning on any other front. But did affordability, I'm still not sure about that in the governor's race in New Jersey, or were there other factors? Is that what won the day? And the argument, Chatterelli didn't talk about it enough, we didn't know. Okay, the Trump administration has gone through a lot of hoops just in the last month, 3 weeks. Bringing down cost in several areas. There are three that are still outstanding, and one where I think they have unusual ability to do something and expertise, and that's housing, given Trump's background. I'm kind of surprised they haven't called a national summit on that. Is it regulations? Identify something, show people you're attacking it. The other is a hard one. you know, it's tiresome. You got to understand me on this. You may like it and say it's tiresome to just stand up and talk about energy and gas prices. All true. But grocery store prices are the most resistant area. It's drilling down on that. Eggs appear to be better, for example. And Trump's got to enunciate this, and so do the surrogates. Exact prices and how they're going down. The third area is where they're deficient, and that is healthcare. And it looks to me like we're going to go off the Obamacare cliff, and Caroline Leavitt, I could play you all kinds of sound, is right yesterday when she says, this is the Democrats' grand plan. Obama's signature, let's face it, is Obamacare. That's what it'll be known for, other than the first historically black president. That's what it'll be known for. They created this. They said they were doing it during COVID. But is that going to be what you're going to offer to the American public? Even if you're right. All right. They say, Trump people, item two, and I agree with this one too. The insurance companies, and we gave you those figures, since 2014-ish, how much they benefited, the top seven, how much they've made versus what they were making that year. It's enormous. It's tripled. All right. Going after them is solid. But I'm not sure why the reluctance or whatever, and this is not easy. Trump is the one that's got to lead on this because you need both the Senate and you need the House. And it's not easy. The first thing they have to decide is this. Are they going to say, okay, because of this dilemma, we'll go with another year of Obamacare? And you just heard Scott of Mount Laurel make a great point about that. Brian Fitzpatrick, who apparently has a good deal of support among Democrats and somewhat Republicans, would go 2 years. Then you get into what the cap is. Then you get into something that Brian Fitzpatrick, apparently, Brian, you don't understand. Pro-life people don't want to pay for abortions of others. It's one thing to allow abortion, et cetera, the law. That's fine. Okay. Hyde Amendment, don't want to pay for it. I'm not even sure if the Brian Fitzpatrick plan, it may cover gender care and all that. Don't want to pay for that either. These are deal breakers. He says, well, we're not going to litigate that. We got to get to 218. We got to get those votes. Not going to get them. I'm not going to be on board with that, or you. Now, it's easy, isn't it? And I think my criticism is in talk radio, you'll have talk radio as a group avoid saying what I've just said here. They want to tell you everything's going to be okay. Just ignore this. You know it's not. And the other elephant in the room, and I'm in agreement, President Trump's going to barnstorm. But the barnstorming, the entertainment, the rousing of his own base, that's all fine. They'll come out to the rallies. They'll be thrilled. They want to tell them, thank God you're there. You saved us. Look at the border. Look at this. All true. What are you going to do to get these people? And it infuriates me. It should infuriate you. What are you going to do to get these people to turn out and vote, and they won't because Trump's not on the ballot? Scott Jennings, on air and off air with me, driving and the whole thing we did. Yeah, he's told me in great terms, tactically, how this is such a difficulty for Republicans. And there's only one man that can do it. They can't do it. Republicans are not going to get these people off the couch. Scott Presler, yeah, somewhat. But it's the big guy that has to do it. And he's got to do it now. And he's got to do it at each one of these rallies. Seems to be reluctant because that's not entertaining. You know, he wants to entertain. I get that. You're entertaining enough. Take a few minutes and tell them, hey, if you want to be bored for a minute, be bored. I want to win. You got to show up and vote. You got to tell 10 people to show up and vote. Otherwise, you're not a patriot. That's the message. I'm going to play you a little bit later on this hour of Scott Jennings, dead on Trump, really funny, and captured the essence of Trump when he first came into the Oval Office to see Trump. We'll have that and your calls, though, at 855 839-1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand.
All right, it is Dom time, 855-839-1210. Glad to see, by the way, the cameras in the court in the killing of Charlie Kirk case. They definitely belong there. You know, and I'm a little bit wary. Seeing this guy smirk, seeing him smile, seeing him laugh, are the jurors going to look at it that way? Or could some of them look at it, well, he's obviously disturbed, nuts, not responsible for his actions. This guy, if convicted, certainly deserves the death penalty, without a doubt. And the shock of shooting a guy in that manner, long range, is just the template of assassination. Yeah, so having the cameras there this time around, I would be for cameras in the courtroom. I realize what the downside is. We saw it in the OJ case. I get all that. I'd be in favor of them. The smirk, the smile, maybe he can't control it. Who knows? The defense will say something about that. You know, look at his mental state, really doesn't know even now what's going on. That's how it'll play. But the jurors may just see this as something. No, this guy's going to get it. Let's go to Drew in Upper Darby. Drew's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Drew.
Hey, Dom. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Hey, Dom, as far as pizza goes, when Mama Celeste is on sale, I'm doing cartwheels down the Blue Route. You know what I mean? That's about all I know about that. But, hey, Dom, I'm on board with you about the midterms. I am so nervous, man, because like you said, when Donald Trump's not on the ticket, there's more people who vote that hate him than people who vote that like him.
Yep, and that's what's going to happen.
And Dom, you know what? If they get the power, especially in the White House in 28, they're going to be like the Russians going into Berlin. You know, the retaliation is going to be, it's going to be ugly, man. They're going to make Roger Stone and General Flynn look like they got parking tickets. They're going to go after Holman and Hedgepeth. It's never going to end. I hope I'm wrong, Dom.
That's the game plan, the seething. It's their base will require it. Exactly.
Yes. Like the only thing they're good at teaming up and hating one person. And so they got to get the message out. Trump has to say, if you don't vote for me or if you don't vote for Republicans, we're going to lose.
Well, Drew, I'm sticking to even harsher. You know, we all want to think we're patriots, and you are, but I'm telling you, if you don't vote, you're not a patriot. I believe that.
Exactly.
That's a requirement of being considered a patriot.
Yeah, it's almost like a borderline insult people, you know?
Exactly.
Well, how can you call yourself an American if you don't vote? So, hey Dom, my side question answer. I have an older brother that was in the Navy, and he told me, like, when they were coming back after what they call a Westpac cruise, they're out there 4 or 5 months, they're pulling into Pearl Harbor in Hawaii. They all have to man the rails.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the sailors, they stand around the ship at parade rest, but they're all so whooping and hollering, like, you know, booze, women, we're going to spend like drunken sailors. But in Pearl Harbor, when they pass the memorial for the USS Arizona, it gets so quiet. It's so somber. Mm-hmm. There's sailors who are crying, and because they understand that all the sailors who are entombed underneath them at the Arizona, it gets so sad. You know, the respect that they show for these poor guys who went down with the Arizona.
Thank you, Drew. I've been there with that with listeners on an Hawaiian thing, and it is moving. He's exactly right. If you go, you got to go and see that, and it is somber. It is quiet. All right, here's a little bit. Scott Jennings, I didn't know, did a pretty good Trump. He really captures, and YouTube.com/1210, the visual, too, of the Trump hand motion constantly in the Oval Office. I asked him about that, meeting Trump in the Oval Office and what Trump is like. Here's how Jennings responded.
Annotated it. We may have to auction this off, even though you can't read my handwriting. More than I have any book. I've only been in the Oval Office with Trump once, and I've talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
And it is an unreal experience. When you came in, you had been there many times, so mm-hmm. I guess you expected that'll be kind of normal, George W. Bush. And you saw Trump as like a casting director. As soon as you walk in, does this guy look like somebody that fits the right mold?
Mm.
Yes or no? Because if it's no, you're going to hear that too.
Yeah, I didn't really know him before I went to see him in February about cooperating with this book. So I made an appointment. I went over there, and I expected to open the door and see the president. I did not expect to see the entire cabinet and most of the senior staff at the White House. And I opened the door, and I was somewhat stunned. And he looked up from the Resolute desk, and he said, "You look terrific." And then he said, "I mean, you look good on TV, but you actually look terrific. Does everybody here know Scott? He's like our best guy. He knows how to defend me without getting fired. And that's no small thing." So then he has me sit on the couch next to Besant. He said, "Have a seat next to the other Scott. Besant, the Treasury Secretary." So I sit down, and he looks at me, and he goes, "To be honest, Scott used to be a little bit average, but then I came along, and now he's terrific."
All right, there's a little bit of Scott Jennings, and the visual of it, the hand gesture of Trump, his signature. I don't think for comedians Trump is hard to do. Capturing his essence, though, without getting overboard. Joe Conklin has gotten much better at Trump than I thought a couple of years ago. Second time around, it's really good. Conklin's best might be Hall of Famer Cole Hamels. Oh, my God. excise that. If that ever happens. What a nice guy on what great work Hamels has done, but not a Hall of Famer. It's like the gravy sauce debate. It's just beyond belief.
What do the numbers say?
Oh, yeah, with the numbers. Let's just put everybody in the Hall of Fame.
Get Spike in here.
Yeah, there we go. 855-839. Well, on that front, how does this sound? Then we'll go to the lightning round. I heard Spike yesterday. What they're proposing is it's a positivity pledge. For the first quarter on Sunday, no matter what the Eagles do, they get a standing ovation first when the offense comes on the field. If they go 3 and out, you can, golf tap for them. You don't have to do a standing ovation, but no booing until the end of the first quarter. I predict even if they score a touchdown, some people will boo. That's how pent up they are. Yeah. No booing for one quarter. Can that be done? I don't think that's out of line. They're trying to do what they did with Trey Turner. Not horrible. They go 3 and out, though. It's going to be brutal.
Well, if they have a bad first quarter, they go 3 and out, they're losing. It's not going to be cheers. It's going to be jeers.
Yeah, I hear
it's very
that.
Very sarcastic. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But that's it's not like Trey Turner is just on a mental slump, not seeing the ball.
Right.
Give him a vote of confidence here. There's a lot of issues wrong with the Eagles that a vote of confidence isn't going to do, especially if you go out there and stink up the joint against the Raiders.
Well, if they're horrible, I get it. But I think the sentiment's correct. We've already vilified them, rightfully so. Let it go for a quarter. See if they notice.
I think this would just be like the positivity rabbit, and you're just asking for it.
Okay. I don't think the positivity rabbit's brutal. We'll see. I don't think they're going to do it. I can't tell WIP's audience. But we may have them on Monday to see how it went. Was this a cockamamie plan? Lightning round. A lot of folks, you really got to bring it to win today. And then we'll have the winner of the week. I think a $50 gift card.
Yes.
We'll be there to Gallows, Great Gallows, with Jim Harvey up there on the boulevard. 855-839-1210.
This is Talk Radio 1210. WPHT on demand. On demand.
Just Googling Costco pizza during that. It seems like long lines everywhere. We're going to get to the bottom of that by Monday. Gary of Newtown, they might have given him a free pizza. That's what people are telling me on Twitter. So he may not be a reliable source. Henry seems to be. I don't see any undue influence there. All right, we're asking something, person, place, or thing, connect it with the Navy. Get your name into the hat, be a winner. Gift card, $50, Gallows Seafood and Harv's Burger Bar. Joe of Exton, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe, what do you have today?
Yes, hello, Dom, and good afternoon. When the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor, the U.S. slowly began to retaliate, and the Japanese emperor is quoted as saying, "We have awakened a sleeping giant." Yes, but of course, why didn't he realize that before he ordered the attack on December 7th, 1941?
Well put, Joe. Go after Hirohito. That's right. He deserves it, from Joe of Exton. All right, Doris in Collingswood. Hey, Doris, what's yours?
Yes, mine is the Navy hymn, because my sister was in the Navy, and I like the words and the song. And also, my brother-in-law's cousin is entombed on the USS Arizona, and his name is on the altar of the USS Arizona.
Yeah, very moving, Doris. Thank you for that. A lot to talk about tomorrow. Again, you got to be there with us tomorrow. Roe going to be with me, too. Army-Navy game. We'll be there about 2:30. The Manayunk Brewery. You can pay at the door if you wish, not go through all the red tape. You'll enjoy the group, et cetera. I'm going to be interviewing a lot of people. David in Lexington, South Carolina. Hi, David.
Hey, Dom. I'll give you one guess where there used to be a naval base in South Carolina.
Where there used to be one.
North Charlotte.
Oh, North Charlotte. That's where I was going to go. Yes. Well, the Navy said, you know what? Can't have a Navy base. By the way, I'm going to start a thing on Monday. Top 10 quotes of the year. When you said North Charlie and when Joe said Byzantine Empire, there are two of the quotes on this show that are in the top 10.
Mm-hmm. Well, for my side answer, I'm going to go with not necessarily U.S. Navy, but just Navy in general. There was a boat in 1899 that realized ship, they realized they were so close to the international dateline that they purposely positioned themselves partially across the dateline, partially across the equator. So half the ship was in summer in a different century. The other half was in winter in another century at the exact same time.
That is great. Yeah, I love the idea of the four states, Utah, Colorado, New Mexico, and Arizona, where you can do something similar to that. You can be in four states mm-hmm. at once. Let's try Zenos. Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Zenos.
Good afternoon, Dom. You and your crew over there. I'm going to make it fast. This one is about pizzas. Now, everybody knows that the pizza is an Italian invention. But does anybody know that the pan pizza is a Greek invention?
I knew we'd come to the Greeks somehow or another. Socrates,
you know, somehow
pan pizza. That pan pizza.
Yeah, there you go. Okay,
somehow
gotcha.
To the Greeks, and it came from Boston. Sean could probably fact check me, and it was a place around here called New England style pizza.
Okay. I got you. Look, Zenos, I'm flat out of time, so give me your side.
Right. My side is the USS Sullivan with the five Sullivan boys got killed.
All right, then, Saving Private Ryan. All right, Sean, did you have anybody you liked here? All right, producer.
All right, he's on that.
Yeah,
right.
Go ahead.
Anyway. I like Lance South Philly with the uniforms, Earl Ciccone's story with Eddie Bell's. I like Doing Upper Darby's with the USS Arizona. I like Dorson Collingwood's with the naval hymn and the personal.
Yeah, class. I like Lance's on this one.
All right.
Let's put him into the hat. Let's hear the roll call here.
Okay, so Monday, we asked for something that faded from irrelevance. Joe and Columbus won with the singles bar. Tuesday, we asked for something, a small addition that made something better. Pat and Delco won with wheels and handles on a suitcase.
Yes.
Wednesday and Thursday, we had the same winner, back-to-back. Robert and Ben Salem won with words mispronounced either and something associated with Las Vegas nuclear bomb watch parties. And then, you just heard there, Lance South Philly won with uniforms. Put all those names into the hat here. Where's my drum roll? There it is, all right. Boom, that's a number two. Pat and Delco, this week's winner.
All right, Pat, you have a short ride. You got a $50 gift card to Gallows Seafood and Harb's Burger Bar, Northeast Philadelphia. Visit them online at gallowsandburgerbar.com. Thank you, Jim Harvey, for that. Thanks to Sean and Henry producing. See you tomorrow, and then Monday, of course, noon to 3. Join me at the Manayunk Brewery with the Navy. Will they play the Village People if we ask for that? I'm not sure if a band's going to be there.
Why not?
Will they get into the spirit of that? Why not? I don't know that Trump's going to be at this game, but we'll have a good time, great food prizes. You can go to the Navy League or just show up at the door and pay. Rich Cioli today, I think on a pirate ship. 4 big hours next for our friends, the Philadelphia Police. Big day for them here. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.